Philip Semper PX, these are the cure today's date is 07/31/2023. Dictation is for Miss Dorothy Jenkins. Jenkins spells J-E-N-K-I-N-S. Dorothy spells D-O-R-O-T-H-Y. Birthday 11/26/1955. This is a 67-year-old female here for a follow-up period. Patient said that she was seen in a local emergency room because of drowsiness. And the change in mental status, period. She says she had an extensive workup, including CT scan, lab work, and was advised that her symptoms may have been from our medication, which she was taking. She states she routinely, she had a history of back injury and routinely takes oxycodone, zolpidem on a regular basis. She says she takes oxycodone 3 times a day and zolpidem at bedtime for sleeping. She says she noticed her symptoms get worse whenever she takes the oxycodone, period. Next paragraph. Past medical history. Hypertension. Next line, obesity. Next line, peripheral neuropathy. Next line, insomnia. Next line, anxiety, period. Next paragraph, past surgical history, cholecystectomy. Next paragraph, medication, lisinopril, gabapentin. Next paragraph, allergies, none. Next paragraph, a family history, high blood pressure. Next paragraph, social history, she denies tobacco, alcohol, or drug use, period. Next paragraph, physical exam, she's alert, oriented, obese young lady. Vital signs are as follows: O2 sat is 97% at room air. Next paragraph, blood pressure is 183 over 91, pulse 73, respiration 18, temperature 98.3, period. Next paragraph, HEENT normal. Next paragraph, neck full range of motion. No meningeal signs. Next paragraph, respiratory, good inspiratory and expiratory effort, no respiratory distress. Next paragraph, abdomen, distended secondary to obesity, no guarding, no visible peristalsis. Period. Next paragraph, skin, no abrasions, lacerations, macules or papules, no vesicles or bullae. Period. Next paragraph, extremities, full range of motion of upper and lower extremities, no discomfort with range of motion. She bears weight well with no antalgic gait. Period. Next paragraph, neuro, alert-oriented, cranial nerve roots are normal, motor and sensory functions are normal, mood and affect are normal, period. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Assessment number one is a chronic pain. Assessment number two is neuropathy. Assessment number three is opioid use disorder. Number three, hypertension. Number four, insomnia. Next paragraph. Patient was initiated on Suboxone at the emergency room. She was given a few days medication. I would go ahead and continue this medication. She was given Suboxone 8/2 milligrams SL film. She would take one film sublingual BID. 30 days, number 60. Next paragraph, in addressing her insomnia, we will stop Ambien. As patient stated that when she takes Ambien, she feels like she's awake, but at the same time asleep. Sometimes she gets up and walks around, still asleep. This will be discontinued. I will start her on Clonidine. This will address our high blood pressure and also help with sleep, as one of the major side effects of clonidine is somnolence. She was advised to try this for 30 days. If it doesn't work, we'll think about a replacement period. PNP aware was reviewed. Data from PNP aware reveals multiple prescription. It looks like on a monthly basis for oxycodone and zolpidem. She was advised that we will be taking her off of these medication and replace them with Suboxone. We'll be taking her off of zolpidem and replace it with Klonopin. She was given the opportunity to ask questions. She says she has none. End of dictation.